Drug addiction, should it be treated as a medical issue? The Chief Medical Officer in England, Professor Dame Sally Davis, has said the drug addiction should be treated as a medical and public health issue rather than a criminal one. She was speaking on Radio 3's Private Passions, told Michael Barclay she had experienced drugs at university.
I never smoked, so I couldn't smoke joints, but I did have some cookies. Until on the third or fourth occasion, I had hallucinations and I've never touched it since.
But as a doctor, do you essentially see it as a medical problem rather than a criminal one?
Well, of course it's a medical problem. I mean, addiction is a medical problem and it becomes a public health problem. And then our society is choosing to treat that as a criminal justice issue.
Lord Morrow, the DUP MLA, with us this morning. Morning, Lord Morrow.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the author, Emma Wolfe. Good morning, Emma. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lord Moore, what do you make of what's been said there? Is it a medical issue? Drug addiction?
No, I don't think it should be.
Sorry, Lord Moore first. Go on, Lord Moore.
No, I don't think that drug addiction and drug abuse should be taken simply as a medical issue. I believe that it is an abusive thing to indulge in drugs. And I do not for a second believe that the simple and straightforward answer to it is medication. Yes, I believe that there's an education program. I believe in that people should be educated and that you do not take these drugs. But I also believe that there should not be, that we should not make it much easier for drug addiction and for indulging in this sort of behaviour.
Emma?
Well, I think it's definitely an issue of education and it's a social issue. And we know that the biggest indicator for drug misuse is lack of education. And what benefit is there in criminalising drug taking? It doesn't help anyone. And when you put people in prison, all they do, well, once they spend time in prison, it encourages criminal behaviour. I think what's more important, why don't we look at the levels of drug taking within prisons? How does this happen? How do people take drugs? How is all this criminal dealing going on within prisons? I can't even get, I can't take hand cream to an airport. I think that there are real issues here about putting people in prison, criminalising drug-taking behaviour, rather than looking at the reasons for drug-taking.
So you would legalise drugs altogether, would you?
I wouldn't legalise drugs, no. I think that is, that is problematic. But I would certainly, I think we need to decriminalise them, or at least take seriously the reasons why people are resorting to dealing and to taking drugs. What's the good in criminalising it?
Lord Morrow?
Well, I certainly agree that the level of the consumption of drugs within prison has got to a very worrying stage. And it's something that I believe that our own Department of Justice has got to take a long, hard look at and see why and how so many drugs are getting into our prisons. However, I do not believe that the relaxation of and decriminalising the taking of drugs is the way forward, because I believe then that will just lead to a further problem and whole set will be out of hand before we know where we are. It is very serious at the moment, so I don't believe that you then legislate for it. I believe that you take other routes and avenues to deal with the issue.
But by criminalising it, by keeping it a criminal act, it forces it underground. Which that then leads to all the other crime associated with drug.
You keep talking about criminalising it. If people decide that this is the road that they want to go down and this is something that they want to do, they just must remember that there's a price and a penalty at the end of the route. Because if we adopt that in relation to everything, for instance, we just have heard on the radio this morning that this week is European Week for clamping down on speeding. So what do we do then? Do we just say, no, look, let people drive at whatever speed they like and let's have an educational program and tell them that you shouldn't do it, et cetera? No, there has to be an element.
But it's such a different issue, isn't it? I mean,
it's a different issue to a certain degree, but the point I'm trying to make is this. Do we just have an educational program simply and put it down to a health issue all the time and that we don't have any enforcement at all?
But answer me this. Why is it only treated as criminal when it's the economically poorer social classes? You get these drugs raids in council estates in Glasgow, but you don't get police busting into
unfortunately,
media parties in Chelsea.
Unfortunately, Emma, we've run out of time this morning, but thank you very much indeed. Lord Morrow, thank you.